So let me see on my left side. Anybody who is new, I think all introduced before. On the far at the back. How come all the wheels sit so far back? Okay, so all on my left, introduce yourself before. I think yes. On my right, have you introduced before?
We come for the briefing only.
Come for briefing only.
Yeah, just because earlier, so we just joined this group.
You also have to introduce. So tell us your name and how you end up here. Right? Then I can get started. Tell us your name. Don't have to include NRIC number.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Anne.
Anne.
Good afternoon, Federal Person.
Yes. How did you end up here?
Because we are supposed to be at 3:30 for the briefing to Batam retreat.
Well, then you are so on, come so early.
Because they say can join.
Can. Good.
So I just joined.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Gina Singh. Same as Anne, because we are joining the meditation retreat, so we're here early to join the SGC.
Okay, good. Welcome. Yeah, the lady behind you all also looks new. New or not?
Hey, 法师好.
Hello.
我是受旁边教育的.
Oh.
所以, okay, 那我为什么会今天来到这里呢? 就是因为朋友介绍, 这两位, 这位。
这位，还有这位，他们介绍说去参加你的那个禅修，在巴丹哈，所以本来就是说来做前行的，然后呢就有法师开示，那么我们就来参与，谢谢，很好，哎，你叫什么名字？我是刘江木英，对，好，谢谢，感谢。
Introduce before.
Hello, 你们好，我是辉燕，有来了，把很久没有来了，在云城来了。好了，谢谢师傅。很好，OK. How about behind? There's a lady, right? Lady behind. Right at the back. Yes. Tell us your name.
大家下午好。
我叫江三花，第一次来，也是跟他们一起的。一起的啦。很好，欢迎。就是 so how I have to use Mandarin or
English?
Thanks. 很欢迎你们来参加我们的共修 周日共修 Sunday Group Cultivation or Spiritual Group Cultivation 就是你们刚才一点半到，有没有？所以你们会发觉说我们的共修跟别人的其他地方共修有点不一样，一般共修的话就是至少要一两个钟头诵经， 然后单单炉香赞可能就要十分钟，我们整场送到完才15分钟，说诶，是完了，然后打坐也比较短一点，没有这么长，为什么呢？因为佛教徒新加坡也不少，但是呢，就是要接触这个 汉传佛教可能没有这么容易，因为现在很多年轻人都受英文教育，那因此呢，你要他忽然间去上一个梁皇宝忏，去参加一个大悲忏，或者是拜八十八佛，哦，可能他拜一次，然后就以后就他就不还国了，以后再不会回来了，然后换过来，你叫他去一个泰国庙，然后传统的啊，传统泰国庙或者是兰卡的，然后也是一送就是至少一个钟头，啊，然后送那个巴利文，一下子叫他送巴利文，虽然是用英文字母那个罗马拼音啊，但是呢，没有翻译，可能也不知道在念什么，啊，然后有些地方几时停，几时开始，搞不清楚。那因此呢，我们开了这个共修班，就是迎合这个年轻一代的，不管是年轻男女老少都欢迎，就是让他们比较容易接触，学习佛法。那因为学习佛法，所以主要的时间都花在开示上面，但是也不，跟这个传统的这个翻倍脱节，所以也送一短短的那个心经，也就是希望说我们在学习佛法当然呢，不会跟汉传佛教脱节，那我现在转回英语布道，还没有转了。今天的课题呢就是法器，对，今天的课题 Today's topic is How is it?
法器，
法器，干脏的，这边都是干脏的。等一下啊，今天是 AME 哈，然后那个主题是什么？Dharma vessel，What is a Dharma vessel？ 什么是法器啊？我们今天来探讨一下。什么是法器？就是，什么改进？看得到吗？好，慢慢它会亮起来啊。So what is today's date?
18
啊。那今天的这个今天呢比较特别，今天是叫做 AME。Today is AME. What is AME?Ask me anything. 也可以说就是有问必答，你要问什么都可以。那 So what is a Dharma vessel? Actually, who asked this question?什么是法器？哦，这个就是法器。Yeah. So, in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, we use instruments. Yeah, we use instruments such as this. Yeah, to lead a group in group cultivation in chanting. Yeah, So this is known as a Dharma instrument or Dharma vessel. In society, this will be considered, what is this called? Yingqing is the, in a way, the name also, but this is considered also a musical instrument, isn't it? Yeah, but we give it a special name. We call it the Dharma instrument, a Dharma vessel. Yeah, so why is it called a Dharma instrument, a Dharma vessel? Yeah, so today's topic is about this. 为什么叫做法器? 为什么不叫乐器? Yeah, because this is just like a bell, right? In an orchestra, you can have instruments, right? And then you strike the bell, then create what? Create music, yeah, with different sounds, and create music. Do we make music with this? Do we make music with this? Because now we only have this. Then, rightly speaking, we also have 木鱼, yeah, the drum. It's actually considered a percussion. It's a drum, a mini drum. It can be quite big also. Yeah. And then we also have many other instruments. Yeah. So, is there a difference between the normal musical instruments and the so-called Dharma vessel or Dharma instruments? So, rightly speaking, it's also called the Dharma instrument. So, first of all, it is not called a musical instrument, yeah, although it creates sound. Why? Because we don't use it to make music, simply put. Yeah. Can you use it to make music? Can, if you want to. What is the difference? Why don't people use it to make music? Yeah. Because our intent is different. So, a lot of things starts off with our intent. When we pick up this instrument, what is our intent? Yeah, our intent is to lead the group of people who want to do what? To do cultivation. Yeah. Cultivation in what sense? Cultivation of our body, speech, and mind. Yeah. Cultivate in what way? Cultivate it such that it is in line with the Dharma. Yeah. To purify it, to move towards from agitation to non-agitation. From a state with defilements to a state with lesser defilements, up to a point where there's no defilement. From a state of scatteredness to a state of concentration. Yeah? From a state where it's defiled to a state of purity. So in this way, this is called a Dharma instrument, yeah, or Dharma vessel. It is used to guide the group, yeah, to move together in the same direction. A normal instrument does the same thing actually. You think about it, yeah. When you play an instrument, it also guides us. But where does it guide us? It guides us towards, along with the melody. Yeah. Normal music, the melody can bring our emotions up and down. So, using music, it can cause our emotions to go up, become happy, yeah? Or it can cause us to go down. Yeah? Like recently, National Day, did you all sing National Day song? Say yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Some of you never even watched MBP, right? Don't worry, yeah. Only recording me, not recording you. Chopping, do you? Or cannot ask you? maybe this year, some of you watched MVP, some of you didn't. Yeah. But when you sing, when you hear the National Day songs, how does it make you feel? Rightly speaking, it should make you feel patriotic. Mm. It should cause you to feel a sense of fervor towards the nation, towards the country, towards our fellow Singaporeans. Yeah. Because why? Because we are Singapore. Yeah. You see, if I just say we are Singapore, no feeling. Yeah. But if we say we are Singapore, then you know, especially if you have heard the song before, then just a few notes and immediately certain memories may come up. Yeah. So that is the function that exists through instruments. Yeah, it can guide us, lead us. But when we use it in Buddhism, what do? We use it to quieten the emotions, calm down the emotions, not to get it excited. Yeah. However, sometimes we do. Sometimes some of the chanting do get our emotions, you know, uplifted also. Yeah. In particular, for example, I remember when I was in Taiwan for the higher ordination some many years back, our De Jie Hesang, I think Liao Zhong Zhanglao, so he recited one of the verse. It's a repentance chanting. Have you all done repentance puja before? Yeah. So one of the repentance puja, very common one. So if you just read it, Wang Si So Zhao Zhu Ye, Jie Yo Wu Shi Tan Chen Shi, Chong Shen Yu Yi Zhi So Shen, Jing Bei Chen Fo Qian Qiu Chang Wei. So if you just read it, has a certain impact. And then he chanted, yeah. Then the feeling is different. Yeah. So for example, those of you who know, you can join me. Yeah. So then it starts. Wang Si So So the tune itself, yeah, Wang Si So Zhao Zhu Er Ye, yeah, so Wang, so the up and down of the tune, what happened? When you hear this tune, do you feel happy?
No.
No, the word plus the tune, isn't it? Yeah, when you hear all this chanting, in particular, the repentance chanting, it is meant to trigger certain emotions. Mm. In this case, not the kind of super high emotions, not sensual kind of emotions also, yeah, but to cause you to become introspective and be very touched. Yeah. So when we use instruments, it has that effect also. In particular, when they have, let's say, the full set of instruments. Sometimes instruments can also be done wrongly. Like if, let's say, they strike the instruments very quickly, then it can cause your mood to become a bit more agitated. Yeah. In some of the cases, then they purposely slow down. To let your mind calm down. Yeah. So in Buddhism, when we use the instruments, it is not meant to stir up our emotions, to lead towards sensuality, lead towards attachment, but to move us away from that. So this is one kind of Dharma instrument or Dharma vessel. So if I may, let's say the bell. So this is one type. the bell, the drums, etc. So, besides that, are there other types of instruments or Dharma instruments? There are. And it is the human being. The human being. In fact, the real Dharma instrument is the human beings. Who are the ones who are Dharma instrument? Actually, in a way, we are all Dharma instrument. But oftentimes, the Sangha, yeah, the Sangha, Sentuan, Senzong, is considered a Dharma instrument. Yeah. Why is that the case? Because we exist for this purpose, to remind others of the Dharma, of the path, of the fruit, to guide others towards from defilements towards less defilements towards no defilements. We exist. One of the functions is for this purpose. Then how about you? Are you all Dharma instruments? Yes. Some of you, we are also Dharma instruments. So 这个气还有多一个意思，就是容器的气。So that's why there's two translation. One is to act, the other one is to contain. The other meaning, vessel, is that you contain the Dharma. So when we say something contain the Dharma, not contain just for the sake of containing, contain so that you can transmit to others also. You can propagate the Dharma. But in order to qualify to be a proper Dharma vessel, a functioning Dharma vessel, then it has to be suitable. So, for example, what is this? This is the other lesson we had an interesting discussion, whether it's a mug or a cup. I once read this definition, those with a ear is a mug, without ear is a cup. Then one student mentioned, how about teacup? With a ear? Then I got really confused. But consider this. This is considered a cup or mug, but it can also be called a vessel, to contain something, isn't it? Now the question is, is this clean? Clean or not? Is it still clean? No. Just my, sweet norma. Who want to drink? Now if we were to... mix it up. How? Soaping. Anybody? Let's see who... Chia lao gao gao. Li Di Cheng. Oh, Li Di Cheng. Now imagine if there's dirt inside. So, if there's dirt inside, can you still put water inside? Can, of course you can. But what you do with the water after that, that's the question. If there's dirt inside and you put water inside, can you still drink it? Depends on what?
If your ecosystem
And depends on how dusty you are. So now consider, you have one cup or one mug that is clean, one that is dirty, and which one do you prefer to use? The one that is clean or the one that is dirty? And then consider, if you are healthy and you drink from either one, you are probably still okay, yeah. But it may still affect you. But if you are not well, okay, if you are sick, do you want to drink from the one with dirt or without dirt? Of course, without dirt. And if let's say, now it is not an adult but a small kid. Yeah, small kid. Would you think that it's better for them to take from a clean container or a dirty container? But of course, Hokkien have a saying, lasap jia lasap toa. But when it comes to Dhamma, we say, if the vessel is tainted, okay? So if let's say you have a container, and the container is dirty, okay? There's some dirt inside. And if you were to pour water inside, then the water also become contaminated. In which case, if you use that container to pass people water, will people get the pure water? No. People will get the contaminated water. So this is an analogy to describe how to be a Dharma vessel, yeah, you need to make sure that your container is pure. Needs to be purified first. Otherwise, if your container has dirt and then you receive Dharma, you will taint the Dharma and then you pass on to people, it becomes a problem. So this is often highlighted when you are taking up the precepts, that the first step to becoming a Dharma vessel is to take refuge and observe precepts. So by observing precepts, you purify your body and speech. So you need to clean the dirt. Need to purify. So how to purify? Precepts. 需要持戒。 So when you observe precepts, you purify your body and speech. 这个身口的业。 Now, so then after that, you practice meditation, samatha, you purify your mind. Siu ting, 净化你的这个心或者是你的意。 But this purification through meditation is just temporary, because it is using the power of concentration to keep the defilements at bay. 在定中呢，我们的内心清净，但是一出定可能又不清净，而且它也不完全清净，因为只是贪嗔烦恼相符。 但是吃烦恼不见得。 So samatha only purify the greed and hatred. 贪跟嗔。Yeah. Then from there, then you need to practice Vipassana. So, 会戒定慧三学啊，这个时候把我们的见啊，就是我们的知见啊，进化。So purify our view. 嗯。Then ultimately, this leads to what? This leads to enlightenment. 啊，这个时候就解脱了。解脱的。When we attain enlightenment, then we are the perfect Dharma vessel. 好，当然这个标准就是比较高一点了。啊，那第一点的话可以不可以？啊，是不是第一点可不可以 ？So that standard is quite high, huh? In that case, so.Buddha gave us one simple way. So our view is not purified yet, ma. So what can we do? We borrow from Buddha. Right view.我们学习八正道，对吗？第一个八正道是什么？你们几位中华校生，八正道第一个是什么？
正
见。正见啊，要有信心。
正见跟正知见也不一样吗？
正多数我们翻成正见了，正见。他坐在后面。我坐后面，师父不会问我。我们这边有无线的那个，可以去后面问的。So don't worry. Although we are not enlightened yet, we can borrow from the Buddha, the enlightened ones, the right view. Yeah. How to borrow? We learn through the Dharma. Yeah. We learn through the teachings. We learn through.The talks, the Buddha teach us what is right view. Yeah, in what constitutes right view? This is wholesome. This is unwholesome. We learn this. Yeah, why do we say that we borrow it? Because we haven't purified yet. We still have wrong views. But temporarily, we accept it. We borrow. Yeah, what the Buddha has realized and try using it.Meaning what? Meaning that even though when we observe precepts, 你们持戒100%清净吗？ Is your precepts like perfect? No. No. Body, speech, and mind, is it perfect yet?
No.
Yeah. So although our body, speech, and mind is not 100% perfect, to be a Dharma vessel, minimally, you must know what is the perfect one.You cannot do it, that's one thing. But you must at least know what is the perfect one. And when you teach others, you must teach the perfect one. You understand? That's the minimum requirement. Yeah. We shouldn't such that, I cannot do perfect, then we teach the imperfect one. And then you are basically, your cup dirty, then you put the water inside, then you tell people, this is the clean water. Yeah.Your cup is still dirty, ma. You are imperfect yet. So, you don't let people drink from your cup. You tell people, hey, there's clean water. Hey, can I drink yours? No, cannot. Mine, I haven't cleaned it yet. That is the clean water. Go and drink that clean water. Then you can still play a part to transmit Dharma. Hmm? What is that?yes.
I want to share my view.
Yes.
We come to the end of as given by the actual are the one
in charge. As if?
Why
by as if? Wait, do you say as if?
No, as if. I mean that, you know, this is the Dharma vessel. We say that yourself is Dharma vessel, we are also Dharma vessel. But we see ourselves as a form of probably to, because of our behavior.
Because we behave correctly, we attract our friends to attend with us. To attend the right talks and things like that.
Okay.
So I don't see it as we teaching them, but as we behave correctly and they somehow like the way we behave and join us to find out how why we behave this way. So I see ourselves as this form of being this form of Dharma vessel, and not as a teacher, but as a follower, and then to bring them to the right teacher.
Until now, haven't mentioned about your teaching.
I can teach, but we're learning.
Yeah. Until now, haven't mentioned about asking you to go and teach.
Oh, because
that's how you mentioned that using the cup.
So, maybe I may have used the word teach, but as in, like, there are some people, like, the example I always like to use, like, they like to drink beer or take alcohol. Then they tell people that it's okay lah. Actually, it's your teaching with you. Teaching doesn't mean that you must sit in front, then have a stage, then everybody sit down, then you're a teacher, then you conduct a class. No. Just by telling people what you think is right and wrong, you're in a way teaching people.
And they accept what you say. Then
whether they accept or not is one thing, but you are trying to teach them. You are trying to share your idea. So whether you formally teach or you informally share, so the key thing is to teach or share the correct information. Of course, what you describe is actually very good. If we were to learn, practice, and change ourselves, by changing ourselves, then those around us, when they see the changes, they get inspired. Yeah, they get inspired. Then they may just want to tag along with us wherever we go. We don't even have to ask them to come. Yeah, you go toilet, they also want to go. Good. Yeah. So I want to open up. Every time when there's this AMA, supposed to let people ask questions, then I there and spend the whole session talking. So today I'll give you all 15 minutes to ask questions. Ask me anything.
So
yes.
Just some question about this Dharma paper.
Yes.
During the chanting, the Mandarin chanting, so you add certain part of the phrase.
You strike the bell.
Yeah. Can you explain the significance for this selective phrases that you chant?
From what I know, some of usually when there are reference to Sutiang Muni Fu, then there will be a dong. In a way, as a respect to him, as a reverence to him. But to explain every single instrument and every single time we strike, that we have to have a course. 法器班的那个要在法器班才可以解释。 In general, this one particular one I can highlight to you. Yeah, if you go and notice the four, then the strike like pass pa four, then da-da-da-da, then thumb. In the Chinese Mahayana tradition, there's this verse, 晨钟暮鼓. Yeah, so in the morning we start with the bell, and then at night we start with the drum, 晨钟暮鼓. So in the traditional Chinese monastery, we have the 钟楼鼓楼, 钟楼鼓楼. So there was one time I was staying in one of the temple, and the abbot was very candid. he shared with me this incident. He told me that some of the residents nearby complained to the police that in early morning, 4 plus 5 o'clock, they start to qiao zhong. Yeah, dong, dong, dong. I mean, you can imagine if you are trying, like most people don't wake up at 4 plus 5 o'clock. What they don't know is in the traditional Chinese temple is 3 plus start to in Singapore we start later already. So in the end, I think don't know URA police came down. So that senior monk told me, he said, Lai, come have a meeting. So sit down. Then they explained the situation. I mean, the authorities are also very understanding. They try to, find a resolution. Then, after all the explanation, the senior, I heard him say, he told the authority, he said, our temple has been around for close to 100 years. When it started, this place was barren. There's no one staying around here. And we have this tradition. And this tradition starts from China. We have been doing this for thousands of years. So he said, all the while we have been doing this. Then people decide to come and build houses nearby. We didn't force them to come and build houses. They choose to build a house nearby. They know that we are down here. They know this is a temple strike bell. They still come and build one. So how? Yeah. And then the newer generation, you know that there's a temple, and you know that the house is built so near to our temple. Then you still buy the house that you want us to stop. So that was a bopian. Okay. Some temples have stopped this practice. Some temples have, as a result, stopped this practice. Buddhists are quite accommodating. Rather accommodating, sometimes too accommodating, maybe. Yeah. But in a way, is it okay not to have the bell and the drums? Well, in this over here, the puja only one bell. No bell, no drums at all, also, right? Yeah. So, is it okay? I think it's still okay. But there's a side effect, because if you don't do it, then over time the next generation don't have to do much. 2-3 generations later, the monks don't know how to do already. Yeah, only who know how to do? Hua Yue, Singapore Hua Yue Chuan. Go. Yeah. So, but to me, that's still okay, lah. Okay to not know how to strike the instruments. Yeah. In our monastery in the West, my teacher never demand that we must learn Fa Qi. He only have this requirement. If you want to come to our monastery, you must want to do these two things. Number one, you must want to learn the Dhamma. Number two, you must want to meditate. He never make a requirement, you must know Fa Qi. Don't know Fa Qi, go back. No, he never say that. But sometimes we have this wrong perception. Oh, you want to become a monastic, you must go and learn Fa Qi first. So I know that a lot of even lay people go and learn Fa Qi. Wow. Last time there's a Taiwanese nun, she told me, 很简单, this 口诀, 办公室，办完公事，办私事。 Thank you. Yeah, and the beat is more or less that.
The reason.
Yeah. But I've heard before some of the communities. 哇，他们打那个法器哦，哇，真的，他每一个鼓哦，哇，你整个心会，哇， It's not like you go to pub, do like heart attack. No. It's like you feel your whole body vibrate, no? Yeah. Then I really sense shiver all over. You feel but you must remember, all that is to quieten our mind using the senses to quieten the mind so that you are ready for the Dharma. It's to prepare the mind so that when you listen and you recite the Dharma, the mind is calm and ready for the Dharma.
You also can control
yes. They also use that to harmonize everybody. Yeah. Even in a small group, like when you do the Pali chanting, I chant once, you all chant once, versus when we chant together, it's a bit different. Yeah, because there's a mic, ma. Yeah. But if, like the five precepts, when you all chant, some of you chant, some of you are very familiar. Yeah, then, shoot. Panatipata, Veramane, Sikaparam, Sama, you don't care about other people. So actually chanting is part of the cultivation as well. When we do chanting, we chant in harmony. We chant as one voice. Not to chant faster or chant slower, not to chant louder or softer, not to chant higher pitch or lower pitch than others. Yeah, in other words, not to build on the ego. Yeah. So those of you who attend the BL chanting, if I join in, you will notice that my tone changes also. I will fit in with whoever is chanting. This is part of the training line. Of course, some of us are tone deaf. I know of this venerable tone deaf one. Yeah. So you chant, Ru Xiang Han. It's totally, but he do it with a straight face, but he bopian because he's tone deaf. So no matter how you shout into his ear, he cannot adapt. But those of us who can adapt, we should try to adjust. Ultimately, the important thing is, why do I say, even if we forego the instrument, it's still okay? Because the instrument is meant to be used as a tool, instrument for us to learn Dharma. So as long as we learn Dharma, that's good enough. In the Buddha's time, like we see on the sutras, do you ever see in the sutra, at that point in time, Venerable Sariputra struck the bell and then Venerable Ananda Ji Gu? No. There are descriptions of those heavenly beings 咒月 to 赞佛, to 供佛, but the Buddha don't ask for all these things also. Yeah, the Buddha is always trying to direct us towards the Dharma. I don't mean to discourage you all to learn Fa Qi. But don't take that as an end. Don't think that, that itself gao liang bu, then you, because sometimes when you learn something new, it can become a basis for ego. So you can feel very proud. All of you do not fa qi, right? Huh? But the same goes for learning Dharma. Learn Dharma to quell our conceit, our ignorance. Don't learn Dharma and then feel so proud. Oh, you don't know Dharma. Huh? I agree, you don't know. Next question. Any other questions? Yes.
师父道德的法清, I was curious to know, is it teaching from the Mahayana, they practice this, or the Theravada, or the original Buddhism?
original Buddhism.
Yeah, earlier, how, like 500 years, is it Buddha's time?
How original do you want?
I was just curious, this Fachi is from when they implement it. Is it through the Mahayana teachings they implement the Fachi is through the Huayi? Something doubt comes into my mind right now.
So,
yeah.
let me answer your question.
Yes, please. Close, yeah. Thank you.
So, the reason why I ask you how early you want, it is because we sometimes have this mindset. If it's something that comes later, then it is not a Buddhist practice, or it is something that we shouldn't be doing. In that case, can y'all please switch off the aircon and switch off the lights? Okay, last time there's candlelight, but we all cannot use this light. Must switch off the projector. This one also have to switch off. Yeah, because as original as possible, then I must take off this one also. Then I cannot use English also, because the Buddha didn't use English. Then I must say, etam, cha, upasaka, upasika. You don't understand me. I also don't understand myself. You understand?
Yeah.
Just because something came later doesn't mean it is not right. If you consider the first sutra, the first sutta, Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the Buddha only gave the teaching in brief, on the Four Noble Truths and Eightfold Path. He didn't go through any of the other teaching yet. So if you really go all the way back there, right, and you see that this is as early as possible, that means everything else that came later is all wrong. But the Buddha gave many more other teachings for 45 years, depending on the inclinations and needs of different individuals. Now, having said that, does it mean that in the Buddha's time there were bells and so on? Evidently, not really. But there were items that were used once the Sangha formed together and stayed together. There was a need for certain things to be used. For example, if you go to Theravada temples, they also have a wooden block where they hit. Yeah? And the rhythm is very similar to what we do in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, Da Pan. Da Pan. So we do that to assemble. So this should have started quite long ago. Because last time there's no WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Cannot text everybody,
yeah,
right?
So now we fall in. Okay,
any other questions? And get good. When you all come for this class, you all talk, wow, today can learn some Fa Qi. Then Sifu, conclusion is, don't have to learn Fa Qi. I still think in this way. Fa Qi is a means to an end. Yeah. The end is to learn Dharma. And the Dharma is a means for us to end suffering. So don't get caught up with the instrument. Yeah, the instrument is meant for us to do something. Go and do that something. Don't get caught up with the instrument. Okay. If there are no more questions, then we'll wrap up for today. 愿消三藏诸烦恼。
愿消三藏诸烦恼，
愿得智慧真明了。
愿得智慧真明了。
普愿罪障悉消除，
普愿罪障悉消除，
世世常行菩萨道，
世世常行菩萨道。
阿弥陀佛，
阿弥陀佛，
起立。